And if you haven't already got that stimulus check, Big Money Taxes can help you with that also.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
We take so much for granted. I say we now. Well, while I'm talking, will you turn to the gospel? I call it, all of it is the gospel of the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel, chapter 3 and verse 19. You have it, say amen. Daniel, chapter 3. I normally don't preach out the whole, especially on communion. Because all the whole Bible is about Jesus. But I know that. Daniel chapter 3 and verse 19. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fear.
Yes, sir.
The form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat up the furnace one seven times more than it was wont to be heated. 20 said, he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. 21 said, then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. 22 says, therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men, good God Almighty, that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. 23, and these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Right. Then 24 said, Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, rose up in haste, and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?
Yes, sir.
They answered and said to the king, true, O king. And 25 says, he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. The form of the fourth is like the son of son of the living God. Ain't God good? Ain't her power. I say, ain't God good? Turn up a little bit more from the Turn up a little bit more from the In the line of fire. In the line of fire. Somebody need to say that to yourself.
In the line of fire.
If you ain't never been in the line of fire, and you say you're a Christian, something wrong. I think I better say it again. If you ain't never been in the line of fire, thank you, Reverend Carter. Something wrong with that picture. In these troubled times we have, and the love is gone out of the neighborhoods like they used to. And you have people right in your own neighborhood praying that you be in the line of fire because they in there. Amen. In the line of fire. If you look, the Bible said that these old boys was of the captivity of Babylon. And they hadn't done nothing wrong. You know, I want to say this before I go on. I thank God my wife made another birthday yesterday. Amen. You have to give them the flowers while they can smell it. Because you never know where your end will be. I'm just telling like it is. And I wanted to be with her yesterday, but I had to work. Eugene, my dad always told me, son, if you want something in life on this side, you got to make an honest living. No matter what it is, if you work, your day will come when you get your pay. Amen. So I had to work, but I was still talking to God about my family. You see, family is an important thing to God.
Amen.
Amen.
And family is something that you're going to be with the rest of your life. Even when we cross over to the other side, we still going to have a family. I think 1 John said, if you have not seen God and say you love him and you see your brother every day, I think that's somewhere where I read that. We got to get it right. And in these times and days, Satan is on the loose 24/7. Amen. But back to the text, as you look in the book of Daniel, the Bible said it was written in Psalms 137, 1 through 4, they was gone to captivity. And the people of Babylon had asked the question to the Hebrew children to sing them a song. That's in Psalms 137, 1 through 4. As they sat down in a strange land. And they began to know that the people there asked them, how could you sing us a song? And they began to question and say, how can we sing a song in a strange land? But I want to tell you this morning, the word of God, even though you're going through whatever you're going through this morning, I don't know if you're going through anything. I know I am. I'm always up against something because I've told you over and over, week after week, the closer you get to the Lord, the devil will always throw a monkey wrench in your mind. The closer you get to God, the devil will always try to backdoor what God has done. But the Lord says, and I think that's written in Romans 8:31, he said, if I'm for you, who can be against you? I don't care what nobody say. I know people talk about me, they lie on me and everything else. That's all good. Because when I go over to the doctor the other day, the doctor did my urologist, he said, son, you was more healthy than a 20-year-old. And I started shouting right there. You just don't know when you're hooked up and tangled up with God, God know how to work that back. God know how to keep sicknesses from you. I can remember a year ago when they called it that COVID-19 pandemic thing. The Lord have kept me and my family from that, and I just want to thank him this morning because he's worthy to be praised. Yeah, he's worthy, y'all. He's been good to all of us in here. Not only has he been good, but he's been a God that sits high, and he's been a God that sits low, working out your salvation each and every day. Here back in the text. The text says that these are wars was under captivity. And they didn't, you know, believe in their gods. And Nebuchadnezzar was a mean man. You know somebody that's mean all the time? He was a man that didn't care about nobody. He had money, he had prestige, he had all that, but he didn't have peace. My grandmama told me, boy, peace of mind is better than silver and gold. Hello, somebody. Yeah. I don't care what nobody say. And peace is found in Jesus. Yeah. I don't care how much money you got, how much you going to get, or whatever kind of car you got. If you ain't got peace with God, you in trouble. Yeah. And as you look, the Bible says in Daniel chapter 3, Nebuchadnezzar had built, I'm going to say right there in 3. I'm not going to go to 2 or 1, but I'm going to stay right here in 3 because the word is for somebody in him that's in the line of fire. I'm telling myself I'm in the line of fire. I stay in the line of fire. Downtown, at the car wash, wherever I'm at, somebody always got something to say bad. But you got to know one thing, church. You got to put your faith in God. They threw stones at Jesus. They spit up on him. He never said a mumbling word. What about a little dusty black man like me? I ain't nobody. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about this somebody who can save anybody. I can remember when I was out there in the world doing my thing. But I thank God that I had a praying mama and a praying grandmama, just like you had. Somebody prayed for you and had you on their mind. Because if you wouldn't, you wouldn't be sitting where you at right now. Amen. I ain't going to get no amen on that, but I know it's the truth. You know it's the truth. The Bible said that Nebuchadnezzar made a statue 90 feet high, tall, and 9 feet wide. That's what 3 and 1 say. And the Bible says he had the soothsayers and he had the captains and he had the sheriff and he had the lawyers and the DAs and all these people, you know, following him. But he had 2 boys that didn't go along with that program. See, when you've been taught by the Lord, and when you didn't have an encounter with the Lord, you ain't going to be the same. And you ain't going to follow anything. When you've been taught and when you've been touched by the hand of the Lord, your talk ain't going to be the same. Your walk ain't going to be the same. When mess come to you, you're going to turn mess into positive, yeah, but let's just pray for it.
Amen.
You say, yeah, but sister so-and-so said, yeah, but let's just pray for it. That's Jesus. That's the word of God. Because he said, bless them that curses you. And pray for those which despitefully use you. Yes, I'm tired. I've been running all week long. But I ask the Lord to give me strength to do his will. Because I know it's a payday coming one day. For all of us. I don't know when my payday coming, but I heard the Bible say, not to me only, but also to him that loves his appearance. I got a crown that can't nobody take away if I just keep my hands in God's unchanging. Hello, somebody. These old boys, let's look at that down. The king says in the 15th verse of that chapter, he says to them boys, he says, I heard that you didn't bow down to my golden image. There always going to be somebody go back and tell something what you're doing. Yeah. Don't be afraid. Let me tell you something. The same people in your neighborhood, they know when you come home. They know when you go back. They watch everything. They ain't got nothing else to do but to look at what you do. Hell, somebody. But you just need to keep on doing what you got to do and give God the glory and he'll give him the praise and he'll raise your heart.
Yeah.
And high. And so that's the way it was here in this 3rd chapter of the book of Daniel. You will find that he says, I'm going to go back up a little bit. He says, listen, please. He said, the dulcimer and all kinds of music. He said, you fall down and worship the image which I have made. And I like that well. See that well in King James, it's not written like the other parts of the word. It's written differently a little bit. If you can look at that, W-E-L, he said, and who is that? Because I made this thing. Where? This is pure gold. You mean tell me you ain't going to bow down? I done fed you out of my house. I done gave you the best of food. I done gave you the best of clothes. And you don't want to bow down? No, we're not going to bow down.
Right now.
No, we're not going to bow down there. Because I know a man that departed the Red Sea. I know a man in New Jerusalem that dried up the River Jordan. I know a man that took 3 loaves some loaves of bread and a couple of fishes and fed over 5,000 people. I know a man that even made a donkey come. So, and not only that, I know a man that made the walls of Jericho come down. So you want me to bow down to your little dusty butt? Not going to draw down to that. And that's what's wrong with us now. We want to bow down to all these old foolish things, but God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his Christ. And all these other things will be there. Hello, somebody. But you have to look at the trick now. And they had another chance. Let me tell you something. Sin always have another chance to try to get you. And so in the 16th verse, if you look, they was telling him, and he said, who is this God shall deliver you out of my hand? But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, O king, we ain't got to bow down to your God.
Because of God, we said, he's able. How many of you know he's able this moment? I'm going to tell you. I said, how many of you know that he's able this moment? You think I didn't wake you up this morning? I was taking a bath this morning. I thank you. I said, Lord, there's somebody can eat bath their own self. See, I don't take nothing for granted. There's somebody can use the restroom by themselves. They call it a nursing home. But here I am. Here we are walking around, clothing in our sound right now. And we don't want to get God no shame. God is good. All the time. All the time. And I tell my wife, I say, Lakendra, I say, look, me and God have got closer than what I used to be from last year. And he tell me this thing that he don't tell everybody else. And let me tell you something. When you get close to God, and God is close to you, he don't tell you who your friends is, but you don't have to, even if they ain't your friend, that don't mean you got to treat them like they treat you. How so? Because you're hooked up to God. And God said, do you know, ask the sons of thunder. They begin to call down fire. God said, Jesus turned around in the ninth chapter of Luke. He said, do you know what spirit you have of you? No, don't call down no fire. Just because they smite you on one cheek. That's the way it is in this chapter here, ain't it? Look what they say. They say, if it be so, oh, Lord Jesus, if it be so, our God, I'm talking about in the line of fire. We all have been in the line of fire. Well, let me give you a little demonstration of line of fire. Death on every hand. Bills on every hand. Children are shooting one another. Children are going in the neighborhood. I remember the neighborhood, you could leave your house open all day. No, you can't do it now. You come back, ain't nothing going to be there. The TV, even the roaches will be gone. We all got roaches. I'm on the radio. I ain't got nothing to hide. I'm just an old fat boy trying to tell the goodness of God. Yeah, we got to spray. Yeah, we got to spray. Yeah. We got answers, whatever it is, all these something up now. Ain't no perfect house on this side. The perfect house, I heard they say, is over yonder. Where a mansion's here. Ain't nothing over there. Everything over there is pure. But over here, That's why we got to turn my what it is. Y'all know what I'm talking about. They come to our house. And spray the house. Y'all know where they're for roaches and bugs. But over here, Paul said, I got a home over here. It's not made with human. Anything man made is corrupt. I don't care what you say. That's why he said, flesh and blood cannot inherit in corruption. It can't go where we're trying to go on the other side because it's what? Corrupt. And God ain't corrupt. God is pure. He told Moses, take off your shoes. For the place where you stand is holy ground. And he says, I'm holy all the time. And God said, I'm not going to stoop to your level anyway because I'm God and I'm God all by myself. And here it is in this chapter here back to the text. I ain't going to be long on this the whole year. The Bible says, Nebuchadnezzar in the 19th what we read, he got mad. And you know one thing, when somebody has done a favor for you and they get mad, they want to tell all your business all around town. Hell, you don't know nobody like that? But see, if you're a Christian, you ain't going to do that. Because you know better, because the book tells you that. But see, some people want to get their glory and want to show the other people that I'm this and that and that. Let me tell you something, baby. The more folks say you can be up today and down tomorrow. That's why I treat everybody. I don't have no pickle to choose it. Because let me tell you something. You got to be careful who you're trying to stump on. Because the same people that you're trying to stump on, them might be the same people that have to give you a cup of water. Everything is round around here. What goes around comes around. I'm on the street when I leave the downtown and go to Malachi. I see all kinds of people, fat people, hooded people. And I treat all of them the same. I don't worry about nobody coming to my rob me and all that. I had a preacher yesterday. Man, be careful. I ain't got to be no careful nothing. God with me. Whatever going to happen, going to happen anyway. Your life is predestinated anyway. Read the Bible. If God for you, who can be against you? You can get a bullet in your head. If God don't want you, you ain't going nowhere. Look at that woman got shot in the head, that sinner to that time. She didn't die then because it wasn't her time. Back to the text. Look what it says in the 20th verse. He said, he commanded the most mighty men the most mighty men, look what they say, to put them in, I guess they were lifting weights or whatever, but I don't know. But he said, the most mighty men, that's what they say to you. I'm trying to help somebody this morning, let you know that whatever look like whenever you take care of that, something else comes. Y'all ain't never like, or look like when you're trying to take care of this, something else always comes up on you. Look like when you try to pay this bill, here come another bill over there. Or here come, I know I'm talking to somebody.
Yes, sir.
That's the way it is here. They say, look, our God is able. And he's mad because they say, if he don't deliver us, we're not going to serve you because we know what he can do. We know that he delivered our ancestors out of the land of Egypt. We know that he brought us this far by faith. Y'all had that song? Sister B, I know y'all sang that song. We come this far by faith, leaning on the... I know I got somebody. Leaning on the Lord. Yeah, I can't sing it like y'all, but I can make a draw for noise. I can do that. But what I'm trying to say is, to make a point, you got to know one thing. If the Lord delivered me from last time, and we got to go back down the same road again, I believe he'll do it again. You got to talk back to God. You got to say, Lord, you say, if I'm frightened, who can be against you? You say that I'm going to bless the Lord at all things. And sometimes I feel like, you know, we get tired sometimes. And the road is not easy. Because I heard Brother James Freeman say that the road is not easy. And he said, but I don't believe he brought me this far. Hello, somebody. I don't believe he brought you this far. I'm just trying to encourage you. Because when I'm encouraging you, somebody's going to encourage me. And that's the book of what it's called, the Word of God. It's the same. The Word of God, it'll put money in your body. The Word of God will soothe your body. The Word of God is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Here we are here. Says to him, he commanded the most mighty men. Look what it says, verse 20. And throw them in there. Good God Almighty. Now you know that's terrible. Throw a human body in the fire. I don't care if they didn't kill Moo. I'm not going to throw nobody in no fire. Huh? But that's the way Nebuchadnezzar was. He was a mean man, and he wanted some praise. But let me tell you, all praise belongs to my Lord and Savior. All glory belongs to our Lord and Savior. Didn't I say in Isaiah 47, my glory I don't give to nobody else? Didn't I tell Moses, can't no man see my glory and live? That's how powerful he is. And he's a spirit. But he can make me do anything. Because the Bible says, for with God all things are possible to him that believe. I heard Jesus say, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all. They begin to throw rocks at him and say he's crazy. But Jesus didn't retaliate back because he knew what he came for, to save a dying world. And I'm so glad he saved me. I'm so glad he saved you. Because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, that's what I like about Psalm 140. He said, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would we be today? You need to thank God for where you're at today, the cars you're driving, the money you got. God gave it to you. But you never think you got here by yourself. And where you're at now, God the one did. So God be the glory. Shutting down schools and all those stuff. I told somebody yesterday, I can't worry about that. Some things we just can't worry about because we do it and we lose our mind. You got to give that to God. And in time, God will sustain. Then he do old Donald Trump, right? Huh? You ain't hear about that old rascal no more. You ain't hear nothing about it. That's the way he is right here. Never. Let me tell you something. God know how to work with them old mean men like that. God know how to just, man. So now as it says, look what it says. 21 says, these men were bound in their coats. They had their clothes on, y'all. Ain't that what they say? But look at one thing. They had faith in God.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have some faith. Say, Lord, I believe you that you're going to do this for me.
Yes,
Lord, I believe that you're going to bring my child back home. I believe that you're going to bring my nephew off drugs. I believe that you're going to bring him out of prison. I believe that you're going to bring, no matter how it looks. I went to my homeboy the other day, and DA, not DA, the bomb, trapped. You know, when they got bad news, they be glad to call. Hello, somebody. They call me and say, oh, your homeboy back in jail. I went somewhere. Told him, I said, I help you on this one. But this is out of my hand now. You got to call upon him. Let me tell you something. God, when he wants your attention, he knows how to get your attention. One way or another. And as I began to walk out that jail that day, I said, look at me. I said, I've been there 35 years ago. I said, but let me tell you something. You got to make up your mind to start praying with God. Because when you pray with God, you're playing with fire. And he said that I was leaving to go back to New Jerusalem. I was getting ready to go out to jail. I said, I'll see y'all later. Joe Green, dog. Now I said, I'll see y'all later. I said, okay, man. But he said, I just started going to church. See, let me tell you something. When the devil knows that you're real and you've made up your mind to serve the Lord, here he come with all kind of stones and sticks and bricks and all kind of stuff to throw at you to deteriorate and turn your mind. But he's a lie. Because I know that God can work in mysterious ways. God can work, my grandma said, God can work in ways that we can't even imagine while you're trying to figure it out. God did not let it work. I know he can work. And I didn't talk about it. I didn't call. I didn't say you give your life. I just said, put your hand in God's unchanging. Yes, if it be so, he'll bring you out. If not, he'll be with you in there. Because I know God. God is a God that can't die. And he ain't going to die. Oh, Lord Jesus. Look what happened. Drop down, y'all. I'm going to leave y'all alone. Says, because the king's command was urgent. That's 22. Huh? And the furnace exceedingly hot. The flame of fire slew. Now notice something. That should tell you right there. When you're trying to dig a hole for somebody, it's right there. If you ain't tore it out, that ain't what I say. Now he just turned the fire 7 times and got the most strong men that bodybuilder would probably lift up millions of pounds to throw them in there. The fire got on their behind. Uh-oh. I'm gonna stop there for a minute. Because I know one thing. Whenever you're trying to dig a hole, I'm going to say it again. For somebody, you better be careful. The more folks say you better dig two. Yeah. That's old folks talk. You better dig two. Are you ready? Yeah. I better say that old black man. Yeah, I'm going to tell you that like it is. Because let me tell you something. I'm trying to see my ancestors. I'm trying to see my uncle and my dad and me. But in order to see them, because they're the old picture, they didn't go like, I remember what Coach said, they didn't go home. And they didn't do what they had to do. But I'm trying to make it in myself. Because I don't want no dirt. If he said, you cheating, I gave you all that word, and you didn't do what I tell you, they part for. I don't want to hear that from the Lord. Weeping and dashing of teeth. Don't you know hell is hot? Yeah. It's hot out there right now. Yeah. To me it is. Amen. Amen. Says, lest I hurry to a close. Look what happened. The king asked the counselor in 24. He says he was stunned first y'all in the line of fire. And he says he rose up in haste. That word means I can't preach it all because I'll be all day. But I'm just trying to help somebody this morning to encourage you to keep your hands in God's unchanging hand. Hello, somebody. And he says, and he spoke and said unto the counselors, did not we cast three in there? They say, yes, we counted three. But the king, he began to be surprised.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.